Josef Lada's paintings have reached iconic status here in the Czech Republic, and you may be familiar with them too, without even knowing it. Lada was the illustrator who gave the smiling, rotund, good soldier Švejk his form. In the course of his career, he illustrated over 200 books, some fairy tale anthologies for children, some, like Švejk, intended for grown-ups. But Lada never planned to be an illustrator, nor did he end up devoting himself to illustrating books alone. Josef Lada trained to be a house painter in central Bohemia before chucking it in and coming to Prague. He found work as a cartoonist for several newspapers and became famous for his landscapes and village paintings, which ended up in private collections and are now found on the front of lots of Czech Christmas cards. On the 120th anniversary of his birth and the 50th anniversary of his death, a major retrospective has got underway at Prague's Obecný dům. Its organiser Jan Treštík gave me a tour.
Josef Lada is known as a painter who has a very specific style. And we want to show at this exhibition that he was actually much more developed in other styles, like caricature, cartoons, advertisements, sketches for certain magazines and books, famous sketches for fairy tales for children. So this part shows that he was very spread, and he was really good painter. You see that even he used a different style, you still see very good quality.
You said that Josef Lada has a very characteristic style. There's one style that people see and they think, ah, that's Josef Lada.
Right.
So how would you describe that style to people who maybe haven't seen his pictures before?
Oh, it's a very difficult question, because he has so specific style. And on the first view, it can look like very naive, very childish, which can be a little bit true. But if you look more deeply, you see there is really more inside. Also, if you compare his different things, you see that he was able to paint on very high level. Because some people think he's not very good painter, but we like it, the style. But I think he chose this because it was exactly what he wanted to present in his himself.
So before we move on from this bit here, we're standing in front of a wall of his satirical political works. They're not particularly Czech. Some of them are about the run-up to World War I, perhaps. So can you maybe talk me through what we've got in front of us? Choose one, perhaps, that you like in particular.
They are all very good and very funny and very sarcastic. I like, for instance, this Europe, which is very universal, and everybody understand like the metaphor. If you see also the title, Europe is drowning. It's very characteristic, and if you look how he did it.
So it's kind of a simple idea. Europe's depicted as being a boat, and I can see there's a nice Scottish man in his lovely Scottish dress on it. And then we've got someone who's identifiably maybe Russian. That looks like the Kaiser Wilhelm,
exactly,
maybe.
Yeah.
And a Spaniard maybe there. And as you said, a Frenchman. And what's happening here on the boat? This bit I don't maybe quite understand.
You mean this guy?
Yeah.
I guess this could be maybe... It looks like Turkish, but I'm not sure.
Maybe Bosnian or something.
Oh, Bosnian, yeah. Because also like Austrian Hungary, this empire, and also the year 1912 was significant. These are from before the First World War, but he also did it very strong and very artistic cartoons after the Second World War against communists.
The next thing that you just notice upon entering this room is the sheer number of pictures that are here, and this is only one of two rooms, and this is only some of Lada's work. He was extraordinarily prolific. Was he a workaholic? How much did he produce, and why did he produce so much?
I don't know if workaholic is the right word, but for sure he was very productive, because he really did many, many things. I don't know, a couple thousand of things. Yeah, he liked his work. As you know, he worked for the newspapers. He made many drawings and sketches for other magazines. He did these cartoons. He did also his pictures for himself. He illustrated the books. So many different but actually connected things.
This whole thing is taking place in a very grand, very big space. And even at this time of night, it's 6:30 in the evening, there are families here with children, all sorts of people here. Josef Lada has been popular now for 50, 60, 70 years in this country. And you said yourself that it was a long-lasting success. Why do you think that Czechs like him so much?
First, you can say he is so popular because everybody understands the visual style. It's clear to everyone. Like, you see this illustration, children like it, parents like it, everybody likes it. So you can say simple visual style because everybody... There is no abstract, no expression, no cubistic. So this could be one exploitation.
In many ways, the sort of simplicity of his work reflects the artistic trends of that time. So maybe we could have a look at these paintings that you've put up here, which are by other artists, his contemporaries. And maybe you can talk me through the ways that they were influenced by him, he was influenced by them, and just other aspects of modern art that actually come into Lada's work.
I tell you one example, which has some connections with what we discussed right now. One of my friends, who is very, very famous contemporary artist, Jiří Dokoupil, Czech artist, but living abroad, not in Prague, he came to this show, and I was surprised because he is contemporary, he paints completely different things, and I was really surprised that he came from Brazil because he's living in Brazil and in Madrid, and he told me, you know what, Jan, I was very much in my work influenced by like 3, 4, 5 artists, and one of them was Lada. Beside painters like Giotto, Piero della Francesca, Gerhard Richter, he mentioned Lada, and it was something which I couldn't understand. He compared, for instance, the famous Schweik, you know, the figure Schweik. One of the Schweik he compares to Mona Lisa. He say it's, I know it's different, but it's some phenomenon as Mona Lisa, and a Schweik is phenomenon for Czech country.